I love calls. If there's one thing I love, it's when someone makes a phone call to me and tells me what they think. Said somebody once, but not me ever. No, I'm kidding. I like it. Welcome to the Calls Edition, where you get to say what you want, and now I will respond. I'm Chris Cuomo. Thank you for subscribing and following here at the Chris Cuomo Project. Now on Substack, where you can get ad-free content, where you can get earlier content, where you can sign on to be a member of a long COVID concerned citizen community, where we push for answers and we see what works for each other. And you will get access to me one-on-one and in group settings. Sound good? Good. Go there. If not, I'll see you at News Nation, 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. every weekday night. So here's what you had to say and what I have to say about what you had to say.
Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from AG1. Listen, my brothers and sisters, you know that I take my health seriously, right? I'm an aging athlete. I'm dealing with long COVID. That's why AG1 is a big part of my game, and I have been taking it for many years. Why? Because it's one and done. I don't have to worry about the combinations. I don't have to worry about the price the same way. It's so much less expensive than taking all these things separately. And it's the deliverability. It's just a scoop and a glass of warm water for me, but you can put a scoop of it in whatever you want. And boop, down the hatch, and that's that. People ask me all the time, AG1, do you really take it? Yeah, it's all over my house. And I've been drinking it for a long time, and I think it works. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make a high-quality product that I trust to have as part of my routine every day. So, you want to replace whatever you're doing now? Start AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/CCP. That's drinkag1.com/CCP. Check it out. The Chris Cuomo Project is supported by All American Assets. Why? Because you need somebody to help you make the decisions. What do I do to get away from the markets? Should I just put my money in a tin can? No. But what you can do is hold physical gold and silver. And I'm not just talking about burying it in a chest like some pirate. You can put it in your 401k. You can put it in your IRA. Most people only think that you can get stocks, right? You know, maybe some bonds or something like that. But you didn't know that you could invest in your retirement accounts with these types of investments. Hard silver, hard gold. All American Assets offers a wide selection of different gold and silver products, all delivered right to your door or to a depository in safe, discreet, fully insured packaging. And if you got a 401k from a previous employer, or if you got an IRA, an IRA, you can just roll it over into physical gold and silver. You can also make a purchase with cash and fund your account by sending a check or wire. Now is the opportune moment. Start investing in precious metals, safeguarding your savings against these volatile markets. Visit allamericanassets.com for your free gold and silver investment guide, or go and call 888-390-2522. And you can learn how to turn your paper savings into gold, literally. Again, 888-390-2522, or visit allamericanassets.com.
Well, I'm calling because you can't, there's a certain thing about free speech, right? You can't yell fire in a building. Now, I'm talking about these election deniers. When they say that the election is rigged without any proof, aren't they implicating other people when they say that? I mean, how can they say that? They're weakening our system. They're weakening our democracy by saying the election was rigged. They have absolutely no proof. They checked everything out. And in the last eight elections, only one Republican won the popular vote. That was George W. when in his second term. They haven't won a Republican presidential candidates haven't won a popular vote in, I don't know, 32 years. These people, when they say the election is rigged, they're implicating other people. That's what I'm saying. That's my point. It's like yelling, there's no fire. You're yelling fire in a building. You're not allowed to do that. You can't just say that. You're implicating other people. That's my point.
All right. First of all, you can yell fire in a theater. The legal test is actually more sophisticated than that. That's a little bit of a myth. Was what you said, what if you really believe there was a fire in the theater and you were wrong? All right, let's say you know there's not a fire. Well, did you know reasonably that it was going to cause the damage and injury that it did when people tried to run out? There are tests. It's imminency, what is said, how is it calculated, how specific it was. So the point is that there's a test. Let's be careful about what you can and can't do, what the law says. Now, can they say it was rigged when they have no proof? Yes. And they should be challenged and exposed. Should they be prosecuted for saying that? I say no. Should they be prosecuted for doing something in pursuit of their misplaced ideas and ambitions? Yes, if it is criminal. Not because it is inconvenient, not because it is disgusting, not because you don't like it. There's a difference. You have to be careful about prosecuting what you oppose. Legality and illegality is the bar. You don't prosecute opposition. Trump was wrong when he said lock her up just to punish Hillary because he didn't like it. And by the way, he wound up knowing what that feels like because he's gotten his ass kicked legally ever since. And that's why you shouldn't chant things like that. You shouldn't need the courts to motivate your politics. And they can say it. It is not illegal for them to say it. It's what they do in pursuit of it where the law should come involved. And what you need is more speech, not less. Don't censor. You should expose. I feel very strongly about this. And I know you do too. And I think we want the same thing, which is for people who are not acting in good faith to be exposed for that. The question is how. And I do not want to use the courts where they don't belong.
Hey, Chris. My name's Ricky. I'm 22 years old from Riverside, California. Kind of got to make this quick because I'm in the bathroom at work. My question to you, I am having a very hard time understanding this. Why is the mass media having such a hard time understanding the fact that UAPs, UFOs, whatever you want to call them, are real? There is proof that they are real because we have video evidence and they're just ignoring it at this point. When are we going to put our foot down and tell these companies this needs to be covered? There are F-35s refueling a jet or whatever it was, and a UAP clearly flew by and the cameraman's tracked it for around 15 minutes. What are we doing? How is this not national public news? Like, how is this not world news? What are we doing? This is ridiculous.
Well, it's been getting more and more coverage. I do it on News Nation all the time. I'm covering it from a transparency perspective. They absolutely know things, and I'm not in the little green men business. It's about transparency of what they know and what they don't, and what they don't even tell our elected officials. And that's, you know, you want to bitch about deep state. That is an aspect of our agencies and our bureaucracy that has to change. These people should not be in control of what our elected leaders know because they're not accountable to people the way the elected leaders are. So they should be sharing information or they should be explaining why they don't. So I'm all for it. And it's getting more and more attention. The reason it doesn't get more media attention is because people think it's a bullshit tin hat conspiracy thing about little green men. And it's not worth their time because a lot of people in the media have an arrogance about them. We call them the high priests of news, where they believe that only they are the arbiters of what is worth your time. And then we wind up covering all this tawdry shit all the time anyway. So I am a believer in what you're saying and the need and urgency for the transparency, and that's why I'm doing it.
Hi.
Uh-oh. Is that a creep? Is that why you wanted to play that?
Hi. This is from a caller named Crystal. I'll play it again.
Hi.
Hi.
Is that you?
No, it's not me. It's Crystal. I'm not Crystal.
Aren't you?
No, I'm not Crystal.
Hi.
I'll play it again.
Hi.
Anything you want to say to Crystal?
Hi.
Anything you want to say? They took the time to call. I think they deserve a response.
I mean, it feels like you cut them off.
That's the whole call.
Oh, call again, Crystal.
Great, great content.
Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from AG1. It is important to me that I take the right things to help me. Now I'm dealing with the long COVID on top of all this other inflammation stuff, and I got longevity concerns because I'm over 50. I need supplements. Many of you are the same way. And even if you're not getting creaky, you may want to be maximizing your performance. That's why for many years, I have switched to AG1. Why? Because it's one and done. They did the research for me. They have the right combinations, and it is more cost effective than buying these things separately. I've partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I absolutely look forward to drinking every day for two reasons. One, they make a good product. For two, if I'm drinking it again, it means I lived another day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and you're going to get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription. Just go to drinkag1.com/CCP. That's drinkag1.com/CCP. Check it out. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Prize Picks. Prize Picks, man, if you like DFS, this is the way to go. America's number one fantasy sports app. 3 million members. Why? Easy, exciting, plenty of action. Makes watching the sports, makes watching the players more fun. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats. And if you're any good, winnings roll in. And now you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn 100 into 10,000. You can turn 10 bucks into 1,000. Basketball, hockey, college, you know, all the different entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. You ready to get started with Prize Picks? Download the app today. Use code CCP. You'll get a first deposit match up to 100 bucks. Again, download the app today. Use the code CCP. You get a first deposit match up to 100 bucks. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
All right, and this is YouTube comments. This is from your recap of stories from 2023. At Tempest64 writes, I always find it humorous when I hear people point to China and India and say they need to do something about climate change as if they're not. Anyone that spends a few minutes looking into it can see that they're doing a ton of things. The issue is that they have billions of people, and so it'll take more work and longer for them. But those looking for an excuse to do as little as possible towards net zero, then they make a great talking point because of their big numbers. What this comment was getting at, by the way, is in that recap episode, I think we were opining about, there are these numbers that came out and said, if you got rid of China and India, the world would be at net zero, but you add them in, oh, it's over that. But yes, to their point, yes.
Look, two things can be true at the same time, okay? Does America ask of itself, and is America pledging to the world to do more than other major economies? Yes. Why? America has often led the way. Why does America have an outsized role in paying for NATO? Because it's a bigger economy, because it's supposed to be a leader. The idea that India and China are doing just as much as we are, they just have more people, is demonstrably false, by the way. They do not have the same kind of requirements put on them by their government the way we do. And the question then becomes, the second aspect of two things being true at the same time, does it matter? Now, this is subjective. You could argue, yes, it does matter. We should not do anything more than anybody else so that we can stay competitive. Or yes, because we believe in a higher good of doing as much as we can and it's on them to do the same. Pick your argument.
This is from your interview with Richard Cooper. At MetaFizStore 0770 writes, does your guest actually talk to women about this? Is he's basing his opinion on workplace sexual harassment solely on his own observation? Is a woman ever going to feel the same trust after a sexual joke in the workplace? Does this guest ever actually ask women what they want in men? He's talking in third-hand info and female stereotypes. Very unprofessional journalism practices by him, in my opinion.
He's not a journalist. And he has a right to his opinion. And you have a right to do exactly what you're doing right now, which is why we did the segment in the first place, was to get people thinking about the issues that he raised and valuing them for themselves and responding. And what I would be careful about if I were you is that it's not just disagreement you want, it's condemnation of the person who disagrees with you. Now, if you want that in terms of people saying, I don't agree with him or saying what you're saying about his journalism, even though he's not a journalist, that's one thing. There are too many people who would say, and that's why he hates women and he should be thrown off the internet and he should never be able to monetize his thoughts ever again. That's too much. And it doesn't do anything to make the situation better. It just empowers the person who now seems to be the victim of the crowdsourced consequence. And that's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to make things better where fairness and equity is more reflected in the workplace and in our relationships. That was the original goal of Me Too.
This is from your interview with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. She Sales 25 writes, where would we be without the vaccines for polio, smallpox, and measles? Remember how many people died because they refused to get the COVID vaccine? How many people lying sick in the hospital begged to get it once it was too late? It has definitely been politicized.
It 100% has been politicized. I do not believe that I have to speak for Bobby Kennedy Jr. He can do it for himself. I do not believe he is against all vaccines. I think that he had questions about the efficacy and understanding of the Operation Warp Speed vaccine and it being mandated despite the open questions about it, which I think is different. Now, has he overstated that proposition in the past? Is it something he's trying to back up on now? Arguably, yes. Does his book make a much more strenuous argument that seems more conspiratorial in nature? Yes. And that's something that will be a function of how people judge him now.
From that same episode, Vizant Bogo Eljub 3147 writes, three emojis of the Russian flag followed by 9888 0000 0000 9988 34 2 4 5 7 7 6 5 4 6 7 8 8 8 8 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7110101010101010 7777777 I'm just reading this user's comment. I have to start over again now. Okay.
No,
Vizant Boko Eljub 3147.
No.
Well,
they won.
That's the whole thing.
Okay. Whoever they are, they won. All right. I wonder if that was AI. Or you think it's a matrix? You think it's the machines in the matrix?
It could be. I mean, I didn't get to the end of it, but there is a dash in there.
No, that's all right. I was about to do something to you, by the way.
What was that?
Huh? You weren't going to like it.
Well, I don't know what you're going to do. I mean,
you know what I was.
I have no idea. I'm just reading this user's comment. No. For all I know, they're going to unsubscribe from this channel that we work very hard to produce.
You are asking for it.
Asking for what? I'm reading. The people have questions and comments. I'm just trying to get your take on them. I'm a conduit.
You're a conduit, huh?
I'm a conduit.
Every time I hear that word, it reminds me of a song. If you can think of the song that I'm thinking, I'll even pronounce it the way it's pronounced in the song, as much for you as it is for Amrish.
Taco Grande by Weird Al.
Close.
Parody of Rico Suave.
Close.
Close.
Came to a toll, paid and went through it. Gotten my ride down the conduit. Look at him typing his fucking lyrics in. I lost my wallet in El Segundo. Tribe Called Quest.
There it is.
Tacos.
Okay, good. This is from your episode about social media and how it doesn't reflect reality. Full Metal Napkin writes, doubt you'll read this. So already we've proved him wrong. As an independent that has voted Republican the last 10 years, Chris, I'm glad we've gotten this version of you. You were one of the few reasons I watched CNN. I wish we could have gotten this version of you on the big stage, but I'm glad to see you, quote, be you, unquote. You seem more comfortable and relaxed speaking your mind. I'm glad to see you do rounds on other podcasts that I also listen to. I wish you the best in 2024. Thanks for the refreshing content. 23 people like that comment.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the good word. I don't get the difference thing. I mean, we hear this every once in a while. I think people judge the person by the platform. So if you're at ABC or CBS or NBC or the Daily Mail or wherever you are, they see you as a reflection of that place. Sometimes that's true, sometimes that's not. I really don't feel that I'm that different. I think that what has changed is just my sense of purpose about why I'm doing this. But I'm not a different person. And it's not like I was pushing an agenda then that I'm now pushing a different agenda or something like that. It's just not true. But I appreciate the interest. And it is interesting that you're independent, but you voted Republican for 10 straight years. That either tells us that you're really a Republican, or, which is fine, or the choice structure just sucks. And you wind up finding yourself into a battle of which is worse.
From the same episode about social media is not reality, at stupid underscore roofer 6447 writes, yes, because of people like you. You are not an outsider, Chris. You, sir, are part of the machine. How can you call yourself an outsider when you were on primetime at CNN? I am truly living in a world I don't understand. You think we just forgot? How about you just go over to the Daily Wire with all those failed theater kids grifting as conservatives making creepy movies? You would fit right in. All of you people are insufferable.
That's a pretty big basket he's putting me in. Daily Mail.
I've seen you act. Yeah, you could act.
I actually suck at acting.
No, when we first started doing this podcast, I remember you were like doing an impression of like an actor or something, and it was pretty good.
Well, I can do Bernie Sanders. I can do
Okay, let's hear it.
But
No, let's give the audience that you're Bernie.
The nature of your criticism makes no sense to me. I would like to say, right? No, let me do, reset. Ready? Look, you can feel one way that you want to feel about what it is. All I can tell you is there are several things in this country that need to be addressed, and one of them is absolutely the gap between the rich and the poor.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Can you you got Trump?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
Okay. What about Mike Lindell?
That's really it. I really
just. That's the only impression?
I actually had Lindell on my show. So look, you can feel any way you want to feel.
De Niro?
Can I answer the question? You can feel a little bit. A little bit.
See? Okay. Okay, good.
You can feel any way you want to feel.
Pacino?
But. Hoo-ah! Okay, here's my case, all right? I've always been perceived as an outsider in this business, regardless of my position within it, because of the culture of the media. People didn't accept me because of my name. I couldn't get hired initially. It was always something that I had to overcome and deal with. I have never been buddies with the DC cabal. I never hung out with those groups. I always had a much more expanded palette of having relationships with people across the spectrum, as opposed to in the little cliques that they form. And I've been attacked by the media, I think, as much as just about anybody in it as a journalist, which is proof of that. There's a rejection principle there because I reject a lot about the culture and I'm outspoken about it and always have been. Now, you can say, yeah, but you work in it, so therefore you are it. Okay, I just don't agree with your level of analysis. Tucker Carlson worked at Fox News. He worked at MSNBC and CNN. Is he part of the establishment also? He's Mr. Renegade, right? Elon Musk is the owner of a major corporation, but now he's anti-establishment. You know, it's not your position. It's how you use it and what you do and what you say that ascribes the value to you in terms of your posture towards that industry or any others. So I think what you're doing here is venting and kind of mistaking feeling for fact. And that's okay. It's pretty common. And you can find me insufferable anyway, but you need to know this. I don't give a shit how you feel about me as a person. You have to know that. I don't know you. You are of no consequence to me in terms of understanding your power or agency. You're just a crank. And in my mind, my world, that's all you are. Doesn't mean I don't respect you. That's why we read your comment and I'm responding to it. But don't kid yourself, okay? You can hide behind your little keyboard and you can say whatever you want to say. But if you don't know me, your opinion of me is of very little concern to me.
You care to leave the audience with any other impressions? Steven Tyler?
I'm not even happy with the Bernie Sanders.
I mean, it was fine. Come on, we got to...
Fine.
There's so many people we could...
I don't do impersonations.
Well, I'm just... If you want to broaden your horizons...
Do you have any?
Not really.
Then why are you coming at me? You're the comedian.
I know, but this is your show. I'm trying to set you up for success.
Thank you.
Like, let's hear your impression of Doug Emhoff.
This is not the way to set me up for success.
Well, okay, Doug Emhoff.
I don't even know who that is.
The second gentleman, Douglas Emhoff.
Oh, you mean
Kamala Harris's husband? Yeah, the second gentleman. Nobody knows who this man is. Doug. Doug. This is a major program. Come on, you can't even do it. Of course, you can't do an impression of the man.
It's proof that I'm just an outsider. It's proof that I'm an outsider. I didn't even know who that was.
Apologize to Mr. Emhoff, second gentleman.
Not a chance.
No, I'm saying the show apologizes. Oh. You might not, but the royal we apologize.
I don't know him. I've never met him. I don't know.
All right, so it'd be a pretty bad impression.
Ah, that was fortifying. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Until the next time, thank you for subscribing and following. I hope to see you on the Substack. I'll see you on News Nation, 8 p. 11 p. every weekday night. Until then, there's no duck in reality. You just get to decide how to respond to it. So what do you say? Let's get after it.